It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe for the week, and this week, whew, this one's nice. Right up my alley. It's a barbecue chicken naan. You could make a pizza crust. You could use a pizza crust, but if you've ever had naan bread, you want to use that. The Blue Pig on Cookeville's historic west side with Kent Birdwell, and this looks like a delicious recipe.
Yes, I worked in India, goodness, 8 years ago. And, of course, Indian food, you get, of course, naan's real popular now. And I had it there, and it just, you have different flavored naans, and, you know, you put garlic on it and season it. But now a lot of folks are using it for, like, pizzas. So this is a dish, like a barbecue chicken. It's a great way to have just a good, warm, nice pizza dish. So what I've done here is it's a barbecue chicken. What I've come up with a rub. You can go to any, like, Kroger's or anywhere, and you can pick it. There's always people that have nice barbecue chicken rubs and spices. And I'm going to share a basic rub that I've used before. And
okay, so we're starting the rub.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll start with a rub. And what I like with chicken is equal parts of onion and garlic. And I would say, you know, a half teaspoon of onion powder and a half teaspoon of garlic powder. And then you want to start spicing it up to where your preference is. You could add a quarter teaspoon of smoked paprika, a quarter teaspoon of chili powder. And then cumin is a nice, also a little dish that it's not spicy, but it helps add a little hint of exoticness to a dish. I love cumin and coriander. Those are two of my favorite spices with black pepper to add into dishes because I spent a lot of time in Morocco and India and the Middle East. Love those flavor combinations.
And then you've got celery salt, right?
Yeah, I got a little celery salt. You know, you got a little salt, but I like a little celery to have with chicken. You don't want to do too much. I would do, you know, less than a quarter teaspoon, just as a hint. So this is our rub, and we're gonna season our chicken with this.
And so this is what, a couple of chicken thighs we've got here, boneless,
yeah.
Skinless.
And let's not forget, these are skinless, boneless chicken thighs. And what I have done here is, let's back up a minute. I've soaked these for an hour in beer. And I would use a good wheat beer for this, but you want to kind of marinate it for an hour in a wheat beer. And so now that that's been marinated, you want to pull these out.
Well, and the thing about marinating, when you do that with alcohol, it helps the meat absorb those flavors more.
Yes, it does. It does. So we've pulled these out of this alcohol, this wheat beer, and we'll pat them dry and use the seasoning to rub on these chicken thighs. We're going to grill these now, and chicken thighs are very forgiving. They call it the other white meat for the chicken lovers, but I love chicken thighs. You can use the chicken breast, but I highly recommend chicken thighs because it's a rich,
juicy,
rich, beautiful meat cut of the chicken.
And cheaper,
right? Yes. So we're gonna grill these, and we're gonna grill these for, you know, you want to get to 165, 170. You know, chicken thighs are very forgiving. And now that they're grilled, we're gonna slice these for part of our pizza.
Okay, so we're just gonna slice this chicken up, and then are you gonna put the barbecue sauce on the naan first, or is that?
So we got this naan here. You could just go to the store and get any barbecue sauce. Here at the Blue Pig, one of my favorite sauces would be the Garfield sauce with this dish, and it's a kind of a ketchup, mustard, and vinegar black pepper sauce with a little heat to it. But you go any store and get some barbecue sauce. But yeah, let's start here. Here's the naan. You're gonna add a little bit of the sauce, and then shredded mozzarella. Now we're going to do this sliced chicken on top. A little mozzarella on top. You want about probably a cup of shredded mozzarella in total. The other nice ingredient with this dish is a ripe peach. You slice it thin, and we top this on top of this.
I thought those were sitting here for something else.
No, I know, but that's just, so it's sliced the peach very thin, right, nice and ripe. And then I'm going to add, I love cilantro with this dish as well. I love cilantro. Some people have a love-hate relationship with cilantro. I love it.
Same.
So add a little red onion and freshly chopped cilantro on top to your flavor, and then just kind of heat this up in the oven just to melt the cheese and bake it for a bit, and it's and voila.
Voila, barbecue chicken naan. And if you want this recipe and all of the others from football season, you can find them on the Podcast Center at 1069kickscountry.com.